I'm excited to bring what I bring to the table and what I will bring to this table and podcast. You know, I'm going to start, do stories, conspiracy theories, all the other stuff, because I'd be bored studying and all this other stuff what any, kid, teenager would do, right? So I'm excited what I'm going to bring to the table in my podcast. I'll probably go live once or twice. But other than that, I'll be posting episodes about stories and other stuff like that, because I'm just here to have fun. So yeah, that's all I got, but I will be adding more to this. All right, I'm gonna start this broadcast. So today we're gonna read about two or three theories. I heard this theory off of Reddit that you know the Rugrats. So Angelisa, she's like the only one who can like supposedly talk to babies, because it's like somehow like her imagination, because she is spoiled and like lonely. So like, you know how she's mean and stuff, because she's like lonely and sad, so she's stressed. So she talks to her imagination, because nobody has time for her, like her mother's always working and stuff. And so the fact that Tommy died after childbirth, and like, it's crazy though, because since she's like so lonely, she has nobody to talk to, and it's all a part of her imagination. And it's crazy because she's so mean to these babies, and gets her way, even though she does gets her way because they're babies. But it's her imagination, and they're not crazy over how she acts, because she can do what she wants because it's her imagination. So I can't really get this out, but like, if you think about it, she has her own kingdom. Like you have your own kingdom. So I want to talk about this other theory. So actually, before I talk about, I might not talk about another theory, but I want to talk about this time, like all these stories about Disney World, Disneyland, how it's haunted and all this. I mean, that might be right, because it's all conspiracy theories and all this, but there's a high chance that they're right about these theories and they're not fake. Because one time I was at Disneyland, and it was when it's right, like, it was me and my cousin. So we like it's like you can see, like, it's like a mirror, and it's like you get in this black thing, and you're just riding around, and you're seeing like mirrors of like, ghosts and stuff, because it's Disneyland. So like mirror of ghosts, and they're blue, right? So they're playing around, then they go and pull the bow out of my cousin's head, and when she, and like you can look in the mirror, and like her bow is gone. She gets off the ride and it's gone. Like, I swear, I'm not kidding. So that's why, like, these theories could actually be right. All these dead people and stuff, that like those theories, those type of theories can actually be right. And that's what I'm afraid of, because who knows, they could have pulled hair out of my head, if they did. I'm This all makes sense now. That's why I don't believe in most of the conspiracy theories that are brought up about Disneyland. But I have a bad feeling about them. Like a bad feeling about them. So, Alright, so there's another theory about this. It says like a haunted mansion, a haunted mansion at Disney theme parks. Like the riders commit suicide, like during the ride, because like during the ride they like commit suicide. They commit suicide and become ghosts. And they say they're saying like at the beginning of the ride, when you first get on, the only way out is to die. Like someone say, like you have to die in order to escape. Not Scooby-Doo doing that. Not that the Scooby-Doo, you can escape without dying. You know, like your head doesn't have to be chopped off. Your face doesn't have to be revealed by a mask. You know. So anyways, it says at the beginning of the ride, the only way you have to escape this mansion is by dying. And he told and showed the people that he actually hung himself near, at that moment, near, like almost after in it, like almost when the ride is from the end, you commit suicide. I ain't gonna lie, that's crazy. That's crazy. And according to the theory though, it represents you jumping to your death. Nah, that's crazy. That is crazy though. I ain't gonna lie to you. But yeah, I just want to do this quick podcast. I don't want to be too long, 'cause I have stuff to do. So. But yeah, that's just in this little short podcast. Not really a podcast. I have a longer one probably tomorrow or later. But I'm going to be posting this episode probably about later, or yeah, probably later. I'm not going to be posting this podcast now, but you know what? I'll see you all later. Peace.